And now on Nights with Steve Price, Dental Health with Dr. Larry Bench, thanks to the Mailo Clinic, the original home and inventor of the All-on-4 dental implant system.
Yes, Dr. Larry's back with us. Good to have you with us again.
Steve, how are you tonight?
I'm well. We mentioned briefly last week this lunacy that's happening at a place called Oberon in the Blue Mountains, where the council was...
Worse.
I mean, it does get worse. The council was sitting around trying to work out whether to add fluoride to their water. I'm absolutely staggered, as I know you are, that there's anywhere in the country that still doesn't have fluoridated water. Now, it's like the anti-vax crowd. We did some research. 97% of New South Wales has access to fluoridated water. Some areas can't because of logistics and technical reasons. But two councils, Bega and Gunnedah, they've decided they will put fluoride in. Byron Council didn't even respond to the debate opened up by the minister, and you got this Oberon crowd. Can you believe how silly these people are?
Well, it's actually staggering. And what I don't understand is that if something is, it's so significant in terms of the advantage of having it in, that the council, why doesn't the government at a more senior level just override them? I just don't understand it, because really what's happening is that the government actually has to pick up the tab somewhere along the line. You know, people lose work, lose days off work. They might have kids that actually have toothache, have their teeth extracted. They go through pain. They go through trauma. I mean, these councils, one that doesn't want to even have the debate, they don't understand it. They look at the science and they misconstrue it, and they look at it and say, they look at levels of fluoride, which are far, far in excess of what the recommended dose is, and they just create a scare campaign.
Yeah, it's amazing. You got the mayor supporting it. She says she should be guided by views of the community. You got dental therapist Jennifer James saying, she's had the unique experience of treating children in Bathurst, which has fluoride in its water, and 48 kilometres away in Oberon, which doesn't. The difference out here working is you see twice as much tooth decay in children, twice as many fillings, twice as many extractions. That's a comparison we can make weekly in the two places. What more do people want?
Well, that's someone at the coalface, isn't it? So you can't get a better argument than that. So I think, you know, then someone has to take control of it and override these councils and make a decision for the best interests of people. And generally the people that need it the most are the people that are the most economically challenged. So if they've got to go and have extractions, they've got to lose time off work, they just can't afford it. So I understood that governments work on the principle that you make a decision for what's best for the masses. And sometimes people, you know, win, sometimes lose, but it's a government policy, and I think it should be a federal government policy that we need this for health, and everybody must have it.
Yeah, it's a public health issue. I mean, we've decided that people dying of influenza is a public flu issue, so for everyone over the age, I think it's 60 or 65, the government now gives you a free flu shot. I mean, what's the difference?
And there's no difference. And so, you know, the longer that the government pussyfoots over it and doesn't make a decision on it, you're going to have these sorts of discussions. And, you know, for a council not to even respond, then there should be penalties towards them. You know, you know they all rely on funding and say, well, we'll give you funding, but it's a trade-off, you know. So it's a silly situation, but you've got a few people which are uninformed, I won't say uneducated, but they're really misinformed on this particular
They are
issue.
Misinformed. And look, you're right. Cut their funding. Absolutely right. Always a pleasure to catch up, mate. You speak so much sense about this issue. Talk to you next week.
Pleasure, mate.
Dr. Larry Bench.